this is Mike Coetzee, business manager of Light Opera Works. I'm here today with Rudy Hogenmiller, Light Opera Works artistic director, who is very busy currently planning the 2011 season, which begins in June with Lerner and Lowe's Brigadoon. Rudy, Brigadoon is one of the great classics of the American theater. What are the challenges?
Well, it's a very big show. It has an unusual concept, being this fairy tale that it is. The set design was unusual. It's mostly rocks or a hillside, a Scottish hillside.
I imagine there'll be some mist.
Lots of mist, lots of fog.
And lots of dancing.
Lots of dancing, yes. It's a big choreography show. It was an Agnes DeMille show originally, so Agnes's shows are always big dance shows.
Tell me a little bit about the cast you've put together for Brigadoon.
It's a lot of new faces this year. All the leads in the show are new to the Light Opera Works family. But especially in our two leads, Fiona and Tommy. Fiona is being played by Jenny Sophia, a tall, statuesque, beautiful young woman with a beautiful voice who's been working a lot around the Chicago area at all the major theaters. I just recently saw her as Kate in Kiss Me, Kate at Circle Theater. And her leading man, Tommy, is being played by Robert Hunt, who just came off the national tour of South Pacific. Robert has been in Les Mis on Broadway. He is now living in Chicago, and it's his first show with us, so we're very excited to have him on board.
Well, I can't wait to see and hear them walking through the heather on the hill. That will be in June when Light Opera Works presents Lerner and Lowe's Brigadoon. In August, we move on to what is perhaps America's most beloved operetta, The Student Prince by Sigmund Romberg. The biggest challenge is finding a prince.
It is a big challenge. We had princes coming from across the country to audition for it. It's a very difficult sing. He's got a lot of high C's all in the same song. We should be relatively young. You need this incredible singer with all kinds of technique and training, which is kind of impossible to find in a really young person.
Looks like Prince Charming.
Right.
You found him.
His name is Bill Bennett. I had the pleasure of working with him in a production of Man of La Mancha a couple years back. This is his first production at Light Opera Works. And he's a beautiful singer and a very handsome guy and charming.
The Student Prince is a great love story. Who is the love interest for our prince?
The love interest is the role of Kathy, and that's being played by Danielle McCormick Knox, a beautiful woman and an exquisite singer with fantastic technique and an amazing actress. Danielle is the real deal. I think the two of them are just going to have amazing chemistry. There won't be a dry eye in the house. It's just going to be so romantic.
That's The Student Prince in August. Well, then in the fall, we move on to something completely different. Rodgers and Hart, A Celebration. Tell me about that.
It's a musical review. There is a narrative, so you will learn certain aspects about the songwriting team of Rodgers and Hart and their history.
And of course, all those great songs front and center. I mean, what do we have?
We got Bewitched
and Blue Moon,
10 Cents a Dance,
Where or When,
Lady's a Tramp,
I Wish I Were in Love Again,
Falling in Love with Love.
It's just one great song after another. These great Richard Rodgers melodies, witty, mordant Lawrence Hart lyrics, and yes, sexy.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of sexuality in these songs. Sex is always good.
Well, all right then. Rodgers and Hart, A Celebration, coming to the sexy second stage in October, November.
Isn't it romantic? He will hear my call and bend his royal knee.
Well, we began the season with a magical musical, Brigadoon, and we end the season with another magical musical, although a more contemporary one, The Secret Garden.
It's one of my favorite shows, and I've always been looking forward to doing the show, even though I will not be directing. Stacey Flaster will be directing and choreographing this show for us. Stacey was our director and choreographer on last season's Carousel, which was a beautiful production and very successful for us.
And it's such a beautiful score. I think it's got some of the most beautiful music written for Broadway in the last 20 years or so.
I think so too. I've always loved it. How Will I Ever Know and Lily's Eyes is a fantastic duet for two men.
And what a story. It's
a journey. It's such a journey.
I think The Secret Garden is the heir to the great Rodgers and Hammerstein style musicals. It's got this beautiful score, and it's got such great heart. I mean, it, as you say, it's a journey. It's such an emotional journey that, while being quite serious at the same time, has a lot of humor and is really appealing to all ages.
Exactly. The Secret Garden ultimately is about rebirth, redemption. It has a joyous ending. Even though we're going to be doing the show in the dead of winter in Chicago, I think everyone will come out of the theater thinking about spring.
It sounds like a great season. So much variety, such great stories, and so much great music.
I'm looking forward to working with all the new faces this year. I just hope to see everybody at the theater.
Great. Thanks.